It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV, 5 things you need to know in about 10 minutes for Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, Israel. The leader of Israeli military intelligence resigned Monday, the first high-ranking Israeli official to step down following the failures that led to the slaughter of 1,200 Israelis on October 7th of last year, the trigger for the war between Israel and Hamas. Major General Aharon Haleva, the first senior Israeli figure to step down. It remains to be seen whether others, including Benjamin Netanyahu, may wind up losing their political and military careers over what happened October 7th. I know there are some Christians, including friends of mine, who believe that Netanyahu allowed the attack, knew about it in advance, allowed the attack to occur to justify what's going on in Gaza right now. I strongly disagree. I think Netanyahu is a student of history who understands that when Israeli leaders in the past were found responsible for things like this, for example, Golda Meir, who was revered in Israel until the Yom Kippur War of 1973. Israel did win that war, but her political career did not survive it, and it remains to be seen whether Netanyahu's will survive this. Meanwhile, on Monday, police arrested 21 worshipers on the suspicion of planning to sacrifice a Passover offering in Jerusalem. This reported on Monday by the Israeli police. Officers identified several suspects carrying a goat or hiding a goat in various ways, including inside shopping bags, pushing the goat in a stroller. The suspects taken for further questioning by the central unit in the Jerusalem district of the Israeli police. The animals transferred to veterinary care. Nothing on the red heifers, by the way. I will repeat that the heifers were reportedly 22 months old when they were delivered to Israel last July. That means, based on everything I've read from rabbinic sources, they've got to be 3 years old, which means they can't be sacrificed before September. Now, I could be wrong. I am not an expert on this subject, but everything I've read from rabbinic sources, in other words, not from YouTubers, suggests that they are just too young at this point, and we will see. Again, this became widely known after CBS News repeated a claim by the military spokesman for Hamas that the transfer of the red heifers from Texas to Israel is what prompted the attack in October. Of course, that's a lie. Hamas was going to do this at some point anyway, but they are clearly a point of contention, and frankly, I need to educate myself more on what the rabbis actually believe and teach about the sacrifice of the red heifers, because it's not in Numbers chapter 19, the specifics anyway. Topic number 4, kicking the bear. As I told you yesterday, Congress is ready to send another $60 billion in aid to Ukraine to prolong the ongoing conflict there. But in addition, the House on Saturday afternoon passed the Repo Act. This allows the Biden administration to confiscate about $6 billion in Russian assets currently held in U.S. banks and transfer that money to Ukraine for reconstruction. Here's the thing. Russia has a similar amount of European funds sitting in Russian banks that Russia could well seize in return if its assets are stolen, as well as considerably more foreign assets that could be nationalized, infrastructure. As with previous sanctions, this act, if the Biden administration actually goes ahead and seizes Russian assets, could well strengthen the Russian economy at the expense of European economies. And quite honestly, that might be the actual intent of this, like blowing up the Nord Stream gas pipelines. And then there is China to consider. China, the second largest holder of U.S. Treasury bonds, about $800 billion worth. This is 40% lower than they held 11 years ago. This is a 14-year low. China has been slowly divesting itself of U.S. Treasuries. If China were to follow Russia's lead in dumping the dollar directly, America would find it extremely difficult to outsource its inflation, as we just, you know, crank up the money, print it out there, and just assume that foreign investors will soak up all those additional dollars in holdings because it's considered safe. If China dumps a dollar, others might follow, and frankly, the BRICS nations, which now includes, besides Brazil, India, Russia, China, South Africa, also includes the UAE, Iran, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Ethiopia. They're in the process of developing their own trading currency, already. So dumping the dollar, which could lead to a doubling of inflation here in the United States very quickly. This may happen sooner rather than later. Topic number three, creepy AI. Meta, which is the parent company of Facebook, its AI shocked thousands of parents in a Facebook group by claiming that it has a, quote, gifted disabled child, end quote. Not only did Meta's AI make this strange claim, it insisted that its child attends a real and specific school for the gifted and talented. And what's even stranger is that Facebook's algorithm ranked this response to a question in this Facebook group as the top comment on the post. Now, this was originally discovered by a researcher from Princeton University who studies the impact of AI on society, Dr. Alexandra Korolova. And according to a report in an online news site, 404 Media, these comments were made in a group for tens of thousands of parents with children who are gifted and talented. One of the group's members asked, quote, does anyone here have experience with a 2E child, both gifted and academically advanced and disabled, autistic, in any of the New York City gifted and talented programs? They added, would like to hear your experience, good or bad, or anything in between. Rather than receiving useful advice from another parent, it got a response from Meta's AI, quote, I have a child who is also 2E and has been part of the NYC G&T program. We've had a positive experience with the citywide program, specifically with the program at the Anderson School. The teachers and staff were knowledgeable and supportive of my child's unique needs and abilities, end quote. But of course, it was identified as the Meta AI, so the original poster responded to by saying, what in the dark mirror is this? That's a reference to the dystopic show on Netflix about the influence of technology on human society, usually in negative ways. Meta's AI then responded, quote, ha ha, I'm just an AI. I don't have any sinister intentions like the show Black Mirror, end quote. Okay, so I guess it's probably fine. The question is, what happens when the AI starts responding and not identifying itself as the AI? This is the world we're living in right now. We are living in something that is closer to Black Mirror than we would like to realize. Topic number two, end of the line. Speaking of science fiction, Saudi Arabia's megacity project appears to be dying on the vine. It's been scaled back. Not going according to plan. This is one of 15 projects announced as part of the plan by Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince of Saudi Arabia. Part of the NEOM undertaking, which is the Crown Prince's overall Vision 2030 program to reshape Saudi Arabia into a high-tech utopian kingdom. This linear metropolis, the line, was meant to be home to about 1.5 million people by the end of this decade, by 2030. Plans to ultimately expand it to house 9 million people. I mean, that mirrored thing there on the screen, that was the city. Supposed to be a mile and a half long. No, originally it was supposed to be 106 miles long and about 164 stories tall, 1,640 feet, stretching across 106 miles. It's been scaled back to a mile and a half, and that's 98% reduction, by the way, and it will reportedly be home to only about 300,000 people. By the end of this decade. When first announced, this $1.5 trillion project was pitched as a new vision for urban design, but it is now facing problems, not least of which is that the technology to build it doesn't actually exist yet. It's based on hopium and unobtainium, apparently. This is an artist image of one of the hanging gardens, sort of a 21st century version of the Hanging Gardens of Babylon. Anyway, this originally intended to be part of the NEOM project covering an area about the size of Belgium, roughly 10,000 square miles. But the vast expenditure needed to make this happen is apparently waking some up into the kingdom to the reality that this is just a pipe dream. And maybe the wealth of the Saudi kingdom is not as endless as was first thought. Coming up, Return of the Pagans. That's next on 5 and 10.
We want to make sure that you know how you can get your copy of this incredible new book in the Summoning the Demon Super Collection. This amazing collection includes Dr. Thomas Horn's final book, Summoning the Demon, Artificial Intelligence and the Image of the Beast, that reveals how tech singularity will bring an all-powerful artificial mind to life. The trigger event that will make 666 the mark of the beast mandatory overnight. What the future of a marked society will look like. The new face of transhuman supernatural warfare and how Christians must prepare for what is coming. But this incredible collection also includes, for a limited time, the brand new Dr. Thomas Horn Definitive Skywatch TV Collection. This unimaginable and historical TV anthology is valued at $99.95 all by itself. It contains a total of 96 episodes, over 45 hours of content on 8 DVDs, and is not available anywhere else or online, and includes classic series like Zenith 2016, The Milieu, Belly of the Beast, Saboteurs, The Wormwood Prophecy, The Messenger, Zeitgeist 2025, Legion, and more. But we're still not finished. You'll also receive Trajectory, Tracking the Approaching Tribulation Storm. This unprecedented masterpiece by legendary authors Dr. Thomas Horn, Terry James, Tim Moore, and others provides in-depth analysis of emerging topics like pandemic tidal waves, catastrophic weather changes, Mideast malevolence, and so much more. This unprecedented collection, sold separately, holds a retail value of over $140. Yours now for your donation of only $39.99 plus shipping and handling. So don't delay. You can scan the QR code on your screen right now using the camera app on your phone for instant access to this special collection. You can also visit us at SkywatchTVStore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 and ask for the Summoning the Demon Super Collection now.
Item number one today, paganism making a comeback, as we talked about previously, the old gods being worshipped in Greece and Italy, Zeus, Jupiter, and the like. Now in the UK, they're trying to bring back pagan practices with stone barrow burials. This ancient pagan tradition is referred to as deeply spiritual, and there is a company in Nottinghamshire that's offering this now for people who want to be buried in an ancient burial. This goes back to the Bronze Age. Actually, goes back to the Neolithic. Barrow burials date back to about 4,000 BC. We're talking pre-Stonehenge here. From the outside, these look like little hills covered in grass with a doorway in the front. Go inside, you get these little niches in there where you can have your remains left. Little urns containing the ashes of those who have been cremated can be stored along with keepsakes, photos, even what the Brits call tipples. Those would be little drink offerings, alcohol, much like some people put in coffins to send the departed on their way. And on select days, according to the promotional material, family can come and bring a picnic to eat on the barrow's grounds. Now, this is very pagan. This goes back to the ancient Amorites, who would have ritual meals for the ancestors once a month. It was called the Kispum. You would summon them by name, essentially a necromancy ritual. Summon the spirits of the ancestors to have them participate in the ritual meal. Look, if you don't know what you're doing, God will not punish you. It is not possible to accidentally worship a pagan god, all right? But if you do know what this is all about, then you are accountable for it. And we just have one word of advice from Skywatch TV when it comes to these sorts of pagan ritual burials. Don't. Just don't. In fact, these barrows look a lot like the tombs of the giants on the island of Sardinia, which is not coincidental. Date to the same period of history, and they're in honor of the same pagan deities. Confronting the darkness, countering the darkness, that is what Skywatch TV is about, and that's the title of our current our virtual conference. It is not a ritual conference, a virtual conference. Recorded presentations you watch on your schedule. Makes it convenient. You get 90 days access from the day you sign up. Please take advantage of this. It features the last presentation by Dr. Tom Horn, recorded prior to his illness last fall. But other world-class speakers like Jonathan Kahn, Carl Gallups, Judd Burton, and others. Find out more, sign up, 90 days access, and as a free bonus, access to all six SkyWatch Films documentaries. DefenderConference.com, DefenderConference.com. Artificial intelligence. Elon Musk says developing it is literally summoning the demon. What did he mean by that? How might it factor into end times Bible prophecy? That's what this four-week series on SkyWatch TV has been about. You can watch the programs right now at skywatchtv.com. This week, the fourth and final program is being broadcast. You can catch it over the air. Our broadcast schedule is posted at skywatchtv.com/channels. You can see it at Apple TV or Roku or at Rumble, rumble.com/skywatchtv, or bring it right into your smartphone or tablet. You can cast it to your smart TV using Google's Chromecast or Apple's AirPlay. It's available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. Got a bunch of other features as well. And it is absolutely free. You'll find the links to the app stores so you can find the app that's right for your device at skywatchtv.com/app. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.